Pam left the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, so the Daily Dust is brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, and we do this every morning as a public service to you so that you don't have to go on all the social media sites and find all the gossip you want to know. I do it for you. You ready? Okay. All right, let's cool the music down a little bit because we have someone very important to hear from. Flavo Flav got his own signature meal at Red Lobster. And in related news, Flav is giving each member of the U.S. Women's Water Polo Team $1,000 in a cruise.
At the end of the day, each one of those girls, first of all, are going to get a Virgin Voyage cruise.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Yes. Each one of them are going to go on Virgin Voyage. You know what I'm saying? Virgin cruises.
Yeah.
So each one of them going to get a cruise. And
that's
then
incredible.
Also, the bonus.
What's the bonus?
At the end of the day, Flavor Flav is going to give each member of the team $1,000 each.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
That is awesome.
You know, donating towards their families and all of that great stuff.
Oh, that's so sweet. He really does have a big heart. Is he a little off the wall? Yes. SZA, maybe you don't know, a music artist. Anyway, SZA and Olympic star Simone Biles compared their gymnastic skills in a promo for NBC's Olympic coverage. SZA was a gymnast.
What made you go to singing?
When it was, like, clear to me that I wasn't going to be, like, a national gymnast.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, let me see what I can do or see what else I can be
good at. So it was kind of like a hidden talent?
Yeah, and I needed something to be competitive at.
She's practicing.
Yeah, same girl, same. I need something to be competitive at. Hello. Missouri Broadcasters Association. So the families of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman are upset that O.J. Simpson was included in the in memoriam segment at the BET Awards. They think somebody should be fired for that. Fans were shocked when Paris Hilton switched to a deeper voice while addressing a congressional hearing on foster and youth rehab reforms. So I'm laughing because listen to her talking to Congress about fashion at the beginning in her high-pitched baby voice, and then the 43-year-old completely switches tones.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed our Zoom call, and I love your jacket. The sparkles are amazing.
I had a little bling here for today.
Yes. You know. I wanted to find out who made it later. But I think the most important thing is they need access to therapy, counseling, mentorship, and other community-based programs.
Yeah, that's the real Paris Hilton at the end there. The first part, her persona. Jamie Foxx says his medical emergency last year started with a bad headache, and before he knew it, he was, quote, gone for 20 days. He still won't say what happened, though. Eva Longoria revealed her upcoming role in Only Murders in the Building alongside Meryl Streep, who, coincidentally, they found out are distant cousins. Kevin Dillon got into a minor four-car fender bender at a car wash because he lifted his booty off the seat of his Tesla, which triggers the automatic braking mechanism. And check out the trailer for Cobra Kai Season 6, Part 1.
Only through pain does a champion reveal himself.
Yes, Sensei!
It's one thing to be the best in town, it's another to be the best in the world.
It just means I'm gonna have to beat Robbie again.
No, it looks good. It hits Netflix on the 18th. Cyndi Lauper's Girls Just Want to Have Fun almost didn't exist. It was originally written for a man, so Cyndi changed it to make it empowering for women.
It was written by a man for a man. One, it's not the same point of view. Two, I did try and sing it like him, and it sucked. Because you can't try and sing it like Robert Hazard. I didn't sound good. You might as well just listen to his version. Instead of, oh, daddy dear, we are the fortunate ones, you could literally say, oh, mama dear, we are not the fortunate ones, because we're not. And we all heard what it could be.
Yeah, I love Cyndi Lauper. She gets it. She gets it. She understood the assignment, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, and finally.
Vito, Vito.
I apologize. Because I'm going to tell you something you may or may not want to know. Khloe Kardashian celebrated her 40th birthday over the weekend with a Dollywood-inspired party Western theme with a Khloe Wood sign resembling Dolly Parton's theme park, including a mechanical bull for guests, and Snoop Dogg made a surprise performance. Kylie Courtney and Rob Kardashian were all in attendance. I told you you weren't going to like it. There you go. That's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome.